Blog Talk Radio.
Riot and the Blues Devils, $150 hat.
Could to make me feel right, oh babe. my hat.
Riot and the Blues Devils, $150 hat. Now it's going back to the roots.
We're going back to the roots, heading down to New Orleans.
Going back to the roots, heading down to New Orleans.
Break your ties and smile, you know nothing can go wrong.
There ain't three or four shutters, you know you can count on me.
I'll hit the road with your brother, back on the road with you and me.
Turn my tail further, count down, count me.
Man next.
Long lean
and the Blues Devils. Now it's I Wanna Be.
I wanna be the one you run out to, the one you go to when the day is through. I wanna be the one that makes you feel right, the one you ask for in the middle of the night.
Thank you.
than the Blues Devils. Now it's Raise Hell.
Rockabilly sound, mixing blues and rockabilly sound. Well, we do the blues and billy style. I never miss a chance to go out playing with my friends. I never miss a chance to go out playing with my friends. I take my dress and rock it to the end. Oh,
Thank you.
I knew something had to be done. finally cracks a smile and explains to them both that about 10 minutes to kill them and walk. The face started changing when they came to realize. I wasn't even joking, was about to go down. I saw both frogs and let them go around.
The Blues Devils. Here's the last one from them today. You're the one for me.
Which way I go, always come to an end. even in a wee wee hour. I'm gonna play the blues just for you. Oh, night long, baby. The blues is on just for you. I love the blues all night long. I'm gonna play it just for you. Sound like this. How you like me now, baby? Well, show enough, show enough.
Douglas Watson, Down Home Blues. Now let's straighten it out. Let's straighten it out.
that strain it out.
Douglas Watson, let's straighten it out. Next, it's Please Don't Let Our Good Thing End. Douglas Watson, Please Don't Let Our Good Thing End. Now it's The Best Way I Can. Douglas Watson. The last one from him today is When You Got a Heartache.
Just me and you, and I've been thinking a lot lately about what we ought to do. We ought to buy a case of beer and jump in the truck. We should all give our friends the best of luck. Head off to somewhere them mean the blues can't find. Hey there, dog, you've been a good friend to me. Thinking lately, there's a lot out there for a dog like you to see. So just say the word and we'll hit the road. Leave all of these people you used to know. You probably won't miss us anyhow, no way. And I know that since you get home, I look back and I laugh. And I thank the good Lord for the gifts that I have. 'Cause I know for sure now I'm in His good grace. I thank Him every day because He lets me live in Texas.
Canaan, Paris, Texas. Next, it's Street Lights.
Maybe I'll shoot out the street lights of town, or maybe I could use to spend the night in jail. Maybe, baby, I could call you sometime, just like old times, maybe you could go my baby. The moon is rising on the north side of town, Mother Nature dragged the sun off to the west. Thought I was bluffing when I told you I loved you, I just played that hand too close to my chest. Maybe, baby, I could call you sometime, just like old times, maybe you could go my baby.
Streetlights, Casey Kanan. Last up from him, it's Wrong Turn.
You can hear
Next up, David Francy with Broken Glass Introduction, and then after that it's Broken Glass, so let's see what this is.
But this one wasn't written in Ohio, unfortunately, but it was written from my perspective anyway. And when I got together with Beth, you know, I came out of a 10-year marriage with no kids, you know, and by the end of it, of course, it looked like forward thinking not to have any kids, you know, and planning ahead, so to speak, you know, because it ended in a divorce. And but there I was, kind of absolutely free and clear, you know. And then I met Beth, who wasn't thinking ahead in her first marriage and who had two kids, you know. And all of a sudden I was faced with, if I took Beth, I get the girls as well, you know, and there's two of them. And I felt like woefully inadequate to be a parent of any sort, you know. And turns out I was actually right, no question about it. But I really did, you know, approach everything with some trepidation. But, you know, love one out, essentially, that's what happened. And, you know, I just thought, well, as much as I'm, you know, dreading the fact that I might become an inadequate father figure, at least I could be a good lover, you know, so I thought, I'll do that, you know, and so I thought, well, I could do it all, you know, and anyway, I thought, well, it'll be nice, you know, and I'll do it anyway. As my mother said, you might as well be hung for a sheep as a lamb, you know, and I thought, well, thanks, Mom, that's a nice thing to say, and I might as well be hung for a sheep as a lamb. And I thought, so there we were. I went to my wedding slash execution, and it was great fun, you know. And all of a sudden I had this kid, though, and all of a sudden I had these two kids, and all of a sudden it was a very different world for me, you know. And but everything was wonderful because the girls treated me so well. It was unbelievable. We had 1 week of kind of rough weather, but when they realized they're living in my house, everything just calmed down nicely, you know. And my house. Oh, okay. And so that was that, you know. And anyway, they were great to me. And the oldest girl was 14 at the time, and an absolute delight. I mean, one of the nicest things that ever walked the face of the earth. Not when she was 16. We're talking when she was 14, you know. And all bets are off after that, you know. But 14, wonderful, you know. And I became kind of her best pal that year, you know. We hung about and we did lots of things together that solidified my absolute conviction it was the right thing to do. And there we were kind of, you know, sharing all this stuff. And one day she came up to me and she says, David, there's something wrong at school. And I said, oh, Amy, what could be wrong at school? You know, you're a brilliant student. She said, well, it's not really the classes. I said, what is it? She said, it's the boys don't even look at me. And I said, oh, that's hard to believe. You're gorgeous, you know. And she said, well, they don't. And I said, oh, Amy, I said, I know what your problem is. Don't worry. And she said, you do? I said, oh, yeah, I do for sure. I said, your problem is they're 14-year-old boys. That's your problem, you know. And she said, what do you mean? I said, I was a 14-year-old boy once. I know what that was like. I said, you know, there was a girl that year I was mad about, and I never got the words out to her because I was too shy, you know. And she said, oh, I think you're just telling me a story. I said, really? I said, well, there was a girl every single year I was in school I was mad about. Different one every year, but, you know, it made no difference. I still, you know, thought the world of them and couldn't say anything. She said, I think you're telling me a story. I really do. I said, oh, is that right? I said, well, Kathy Young, Marilee Higgins, Brenda Parkins, Wendy Everall. That's kindergarten to grade 3, you know. And if they're in the crowd tonight, I'd love to talk to you if I got to that. But, you know, I said, it's a real thing. It's a big real thing, Amy. I said, you know, and those kind of those memories never go away. I said, they're really big to a young man at 14 years old. It just takes a lot of nerve to talk to you. I said, you're that person for somebody. I said, don't worry. The phone's going to ring in 2 weeks' time, and, you know, I'll never see you again. You'll be so popular. I said, do you really think so? I said, yes, I really think so. My fingers thoroughly crossed. You know, yes, I'm pretty sure. You know, I was thinking, I sure hope I'm right, you know, but 2 weeks to the day the phone rings and I'm made a genius. I'm still talking about it because it's the only time in my life it ever happened. And phone rang and it was this boy down the line. This is what I heard, no word of a lie. Hello, Mr. Francy. Is Amy home? You know. I said, hey, are you a 14-year-old boy? He says, yeah. And I said, no, whack, down with the phone. And if it, I couldn't believe it, it rang again, you know. And I picked it up and I hear, I think we got cut off. You know? And I said, yeah, we did. Here she is, man. It's like, never saw her again after that. But in interstices between, you know, her telling me this problem and then this young man phoning and making everything okay, I wrote this song for Amy. And I took her experiences and some of my own remembrances of that time of life. And I wrote this song called Broken Glass, because when I was in the high school hall all those years ago, and Joan McCaw was walking down the hall and I couldn't get the words out and couldn't do it. My heart used to feel like it was going to break like a piece of glass.
David Francie, Broken Glass.
Saw you standing in the cafeteria line. I'd have given the world just to make you mine. Saw you at your locker in the high school hall, and it didn't take a minute for my heart to fall. When you hear a sound like broken glass, that's my heart every time that girl walks past. When you hear a sound like the rush of just be catching my breath again. Saw you on the bus on the way back home. You were sitting so pretty, sitting all alone. Couldn't think of anything much to say, except I'll love you forever till my dying day. When you hear a sound like broken, that's my heart every time that girl walks past. When you hear a sound like the rush of wind, and just me catching my breath again. Darkness to Abbey Road. And when you hear a sound like broken glass, that's my heart every time that girl walks past. When you hear a sound like the rush of wind, and just be catching my breath again. When you hear a sound like broken glass, that's my heart every time that girl walks past. When you hear a sound like the rush of wind, just me catching my breath again.
David Francie, Broken Glass, live. Next up from him, it's Pretty Jackals.
And the pretty jackals smell the blood, revel in the fire and flood, drag his face down through the mud, tragedy I show. Grin the words that might be true, grim the unrelenting view, balance gone and the world askew, staggered by the blows. And he loved the poor and he healed the lame, and they crucified him all the same.
washed their hands of all the blame and got set to cast a stone. A bright and sharp delivery, a smile through all the misery. News as black can be, and short repeated shocks.
Dolls of hopeful morning.
and I wonder, will a girl alone come back with the morning? But the old man crowed, the waking hour has given me fair warning, and the heart that's breaking never makes a sound. And the heart that's breaking never makes a sound. She was once my heart's delight, my need and my desire. She was my day, she was my night, my water and my fire. And I was once the same to her when we still walked together. But the heavy heart at the waking hour is expecting heavy weather, and the heart that's breaking never makes a sound. And the heart that's breaking never makes a sound.
Number 9, they thought an acoustic would be just fine. She said, no, no, no. comforts of home, they mean nothing to me. I prefer the wreckage of a life that
Coyotes, got time for one more. The party down the hall.
Figure out what it was for.
of Stone Coyotes, Party Down the Hall. Thanks, Sally, for listening there in the Philippines. Hope you like the rock. We'll see you next time. Listen in every day. This is Extra Sound on Blog Talk. Goodbye.